Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes here on the OklahomaFarmReport.com. Pleased to have along with us today Ed Serwin of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Amarillo, Texas market office. And, of course, Ed with us as normal now for the weekly beef and cattle market summary from this last week. He compiles the numbers on midday Monday and passes those along to us. And we begin with Ed taking a look, first of all, at the wholesale box beef trade. Ed?
The spot choice box beef market ended the week at 182, down almost $2, and select was at 175.56 with good spot volume of 1,315 loads, or about 17% of the total trade, narrowing the choice select spread down to $6.44. The composite choice cutout, which is the total of all types of sales included formulas, ended the week at 183.41, down about $5, as the formula trade succumbs to the decline in the spot trade has endured the last few weeks. The volume was good with almost 7,700 total loads, including almost 3,400 loads of formula sales. There were 1,329 loads of outfront sales and 883 loads of exports, both of which represent good volume. Formula sales have a tendency to react more slowly than the spot trade, but must eventually follow the spot market up or down. The trend on the primal cuts were all lower except select ribs and loins, which were $3 to $4 higher, helping to narrow the choice select spread. Rounds, chucks, and choice middle meats were all $2 to $5 lower. The 50% trimmings were steady to weak, but most other grinding products were $6 to $12 lower. The cow cutout was mostly steady for the week, due primarily to lean processing beef, which was firm or slightly higher. Imported lean processing beef was firm to $3 higher on moderate activity. Our dollar has improved in the past 6 weeks, making exports to us more favorable to foreign providers. The increasing value of the dollar hurts our overseas sales, but usually increases imports to us. In the finished cattle trade for the week, the general trend was $1 to $3 higher. In the Texas, New Mexico, and Oklahoma live market was 126 to a few at 127.25, which was $3 higher. The Kansas live market was 126, which was $3 higher. And Nebraska and the Northern Plains mostly at 125, which was $1 to $2 higher, and 202 to 205 in the beef. The Northern Plains has been losing its premium as the choice select spreads has fallen from an $18 high to the current $6. As the spread peaked, Northern cattle were grading approximately 20% higher choice than the Southern Plains and were bringing a $3 plus premium due to the higher value of their choice. The average live weight of cattle harvested from the panhandle was 1,231 pounds with 44% heifers, compared to 1,255 pounds with 35% heifers the previous week, and 1,265 pounds with 42% heifers last year. The change in the percent heifers, along with the fact that packing plants are bunching Mexican origin cattle to satisfy cool segregation and record keeping, causes big weekly swings in the average live weight. However, the lighter weights compared to last year indicate a current position in the feedlots. Packers cut finished cattle harvesting the last 3 days of the week in response to negative margins, but the cow harvest continues at an uninterrupted rate. The nearby CME live cattle month ended the week at 124.55, up almost $2 since the previous Friday, offering support to the feedlot trade for the week. The cattle on feed report varied very little from the industry guessing and has been considered neutral. Taking a look at the weekly Southern Plains feeder cattle trade, the area feeder cattle auctions posted higher prices again this week, with yearlings trading steady to $4 higher, with the largest increases mid and late week. The calves continue their massive price climb, trading mostly $2 to $5 higher, but instances up to $10 higher again this week. Stocker prices remain the highest in the area that have adequate moisture for wheat pasture growth and are more subdued in the center of the Texas Panhandle due to the lack of moisture there. 5 to 600 pound steers traded at 163 to 184 in many areas, but were only 156 to 170 in the heart of the panhandle. 7 to 800 pound steers were mostly 145 to 153, and 8 to 850 pound steers were mostly 140 to 148. The Texas Direct Feeder Cattle Market Report posted a big volume of over 47,000 head, many of which were contracts for spring delivery or basis trades. The current FOB cattle were steady to $2 higher. A 7 to 800 pound steer traded at 143 to 152 current FOB and were 151 to 154 for April-May contracts for an FOB price. The 7 to 800 pound heifers traded at 136 to 140 current FOB, and the weekly Mexican crossing trade was $3 to $5 higher on extremely large volume. The past 2 weeks since the first of the year has seen over 50,000 head cross to the United States, compared to about 24,000 last year. A 5 to 600 pound steer at the border traded at 130 to 145 with instances up to 148. The nearby CME feeder cattle month ended up at 151.62 on Friday, up over $1 for the week, but the CME feeder cattle index was only up approximately 30 cents.
Thank you, Ed. Ed Serwin with the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Amarillo, Texas Market News Office. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.